try the door again. Gods above, how the hell do I get myself in these situations? This is all your fault. Princess or not, if you didn't come careening in here like a madwoman, I would have had a chance to keep the door open. Yes, your fault. Your carelessness. And now, we're stuck in this stupid armor closet like a pack of sardines. If we're lucky, one of my men will stop by the next shift. In an hour. If we're unlucky, well, I hope you like sleeping standing up. What the hell were you doing here at the training grounds anyway? Your sword lessons aren't until later this week. Running from a courtier, yes, a very valid excuse. What are you, 5? Let me lay out some things about our world in simple terms, so that your air-filled head can understand them. It doesn't matter where the hell your mother disappeared to raise you all those years. You are the sole heir to the late king, meaning you will be our queen someday. Meaning you will have to deal with talking like a civilized lady to those prissy courtiers vying for your favor. We all have our roles to play, and the gods know it's only due to the king's wishes to protect you that I put up with all this mess. He was a good man. But let me be clear, you would be powerless if not for his legacy. That's right, I said powerless. I do not bow to you, princess. You have not earned that loyalty. Oh, would you stop squirming? We are stuck. Accept it. You can do nothing. Hey. What do you think you're... Do you even know where you're touching? Wait. Stop. I told you to stop. Yes, it's hard. No, it's not because we're like this. It was like this before you came in. No, I did not. I did not come in here to take care of it. This just happens sometimes after training, and I'll have you know it's normal, and also none of your god's damn business. I don't see why you're so suddenly interested in... I can feel you palming me through my pants. What are you trying to do? Show me that you are powerful. It's not like this will change my mind, you royal pain. I can hardly see you. Why are you undoing my... Hey, I said hey! Okay, ow! Stop. You can't just pull on it dry like that. It hurts, damn it. Did you just spit? Fuck. That is much better. I can't believe you're doing this just to prove a goddamn point. Your hands are still clumsy, though. Haven't you ever done this before, Your Majesty? You haven't. Well, our beloved princess is still pure. Well, let me do your future consort a favor. Pull it firmly, not too gentle. Yeah, just enough to tug a little. There, now rub over the tip each pass. Keep it wet. Fuck. That's good. I can feel you grinding on my thigh between your skirts. Are you enjoying this, princess? Toying with me? You're captain of the guard. Shit. I'm supposed to be protecting you from harm, but here I am, thrusting into your hands. Don't act coy. I see you watch me training the men, acting like I haven't caught you staring and then quickly looking away. Unlike you, I have seen that look in plenty of women's eyes. That naked want. I can feel you going faster. Did I hit a soft spot? You can't deny it now. Not with your hands around my cock, and your breath heavy against my neck like this. You could have any man in this castle, but you want me. Because unlike every man here, I don't bow to your every whim and order. I can feel you wetting my leg. You like it, don't you? You like that I take the control away. That it gives you an excuse not to be responsible for your own pleasure. You probably fantasize about me slipping into the tower at night, taking you roughly in your bed while you weakly protest. I see it now. I bet this dark made you feel confident enough to do this. Good. Turn around. Don't make me repeat myself. I said turn around and lift your skirts. Who knew the high ruler of our kingdom was so obedient? Now let me just pull these down a little. Fuck, I wish I could see you right now. But no matter. As much as I'd like to, I won't take you like this. But I will. Just slide my cock up through your pussy. Right against the clit. You wanted to show me how powerful you are. Then don't come. Not until I'm finished. You started this, and now I'm going to finish it. Rubbing my cock against your clit. Rutting the future queen like an animal. Just how she wants it. You think I haven't thought about it? Spreading your legs and pussy apart on that throne with my mouth. Showing those piss-poor schoolboys how a real man courts his lady. All they see is a crown, and they miss what's sitting beneath. The true treasure. Oh, no other woman in this world or the next could fucking compare. Fuck, I'm close. But not yet. I want you to consider this a punishment. And a promise. That I could take you just like you want. That I can feel every drip, every ounce of heat and pulsing pleasure in your pussy right now. That I am in control. And that I still won't put it inside of you. But even then, you're still going to come for me. Just thinking about it as your ass slaps into me over and over. How you want me to fill you, to take what should be mine. I can't hold on much longer. You can't come before me. I can feel you trembling. You can come with me, but not a moment before. Do you understand? Fuck, you're getting wetter. I said you can't. You can't ever listen to a damn word I say, can you? Shit. Fuck. I'm going to come between those naughty thighs of yours as your wetness drips down onto my cock, sliding in and out. Just like you want it. Well, not just how you want it. Not inside of you. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Got it all on the underside of your dress. Shit. I don't know what came over me. You're always so damn competitive. Shh. Someone's coming. Fuck. Just pull your panties up. And don't you dare think this is over.
Yes, we're in here. Thank every god in the cosmos that you found us.
It was a nightmare.